This is our devotional commentary for Psalm 89, verses 38 through 52. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. But now, you have cast off and rejected. You are full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have breached all his walls. You have laid his strongholds in ruins. All who pass by plunder him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and you have not made him stand in battle. You have made his splendor to cease and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what vanity you have created all the children of man. What man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Lord, where is your steadfast love of old, which by your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, O Lord, how your servants are mocked and how I bear in my heart the insults of all the many nations with which your enemies mock, O Lord, with which they mock the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Many of the Psalms begin with confusion and despair before ending with hope and renewed confidence. Psalm 89 seems to work in the opposite direction. The first half contains exuberant and unqualified praise to our faithful God for keeping his covenant with King David. But the second half wrestles with the apparent gap between promise and reality. After 37 verses assuring us that this was an impossibility, suddenly God is accused of renouncing his covenant and rejecting his people. Verses 38 and 39. To our ears, this may border on irreverence, but this is how the psalmist is feeling. And saints throughout the ages have identified with his words. If we are honest, perhaps we'll have to admit to having felt the same way. We sing, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father," while in our hearts we may be wondering, where is thy faithfulness, O God my Father? Verse 49. More than likely, the occasion that prompted the psalmist's despair was the end of the Jewish monarchy when King Jehoiachin was deported to Babylon. At the age of 18, he was one of the last descendants of David to sit upon the throne, but his reign was cut short, having lasted only 3 months. Verse 45. How could God be faithful when the king's crown had been defiled, his walls breached, his city plundered, his enemies exalted, his sword thwarted, and his splendor terminated? Verses 40 through 44. Most striking of all is the fact that the Lord is held responsible for all this. Notice how almost every sentence begins with "you," referring to God. For God's people, this is the real problem, that God has caused their problems. Of course, at one level, we cause many of our problems by our own actions, but we are right to see God's sovereign hand behind everything that happens. If God is not in control of this world, then every disaster is random and therefore meaningless. And the good things have no meaning either. All we can do is go with the flow, take life as it comes, then die knowing that nothing mattered. But if God is ultimately behind whatever happens, then we are assured that there is a purpose, even if we don't know it in this life. Though he feels abandoned, the psalmist's prayer is a cry of faith. How long, O Lord? Verse 46. When all is said and done, he knows that God is faithful and will not break his promises. The only question is, when will he act? It's hard to wait, because life is short, verses 47 and 48, and the enemy mocks, verses 49 through 51. But in the fullness of time, the Davidic covenant was fulfilled in Jesus, who is spoken of in this psalm as God's firstborn and anointed. In him, we are blessed forever. Verse 52. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.